live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
The Cambridge Fruit Company have got some very exciting news, and I have Neil, the founder, on the line now. Hi, Neil.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm super excited today. I'm really excited about what we've got to announce.
You've got some exciting news to share, but before you do that, could you just give us a brief recap of what you do at the Cambridge Fruit Company for those that may not know?
Oh, crikey. Well, we've had, as some of your listeners might know, we've had quite the journey over the last 3 to 4 months or so since the pandemic began. Prior to the pandemic, we delivered just fruit, and we supply trade only fruit and veg into restaurants and cafes and pubs and schools, as well as corporate fruit into the office Cambridge's office places. But then that all died quite suddenly, sort of middle of March, when everybody had to work from home and the schools had to close. So we moved very quickly to supply fruit and veg into customers' homes. That's what we did.
And so you've been doing that ever since, and very successfully, I believe. I know, because I do get one of those veg boxes. And it's been expanding kind of week on week, or kind of month on month. You've been looking at different ideas, haven't you, and how to make it a better service for your customers. And so what's your exciting news for today then? I don't even know this.
Oh, right. OK, so well, I probably need to give you a little bit of background, because it's not just fruit and veg that we've been delivering to customers' homes. Again, so over the last 2 or 3 months, we've been talking to other local independent Cambridge food producers. So Upper Crusts, caterers in Waterbeach, Rennet and Ryan Cheesemongers, and Fitzbillies Bakery. And what we've been trying to do, what I have been doing, is offering everybody's produce on our website.
And Norfolk Street Bakery, I believe, as well.
Yeah, Norfolk Street Bakery. Their Portuguese custard tarts are absolutely fantastic. So we've been trying to showcase the best of what's locally produced, such as the Chelsea buns from Fitzbillies and trays of chocolate cornflakes and things like that. And it's just been fantastic. So that's all been going very well. And customers have been coming back online and repeating their orders weekly. So the big news today is that we have now set up a way for customers to now subscribe. So what they can do is go online and then set up their order, and then we can just deliver that weekly.
So it'll make it kind of much easier, rather than have to go on and sort of put in all your details every week, which I guess some people, it'd be nice just to say, right, this week I'm going to get this and go on a weekly. Is that what you mean?
That's right, yeah. So some of the feedback we were getting from some of our customers was, Neil, they're actually asking from the beginning, can we just subscribe? And then it's just simple, and then we don't have to think about it. And that's exactly what we did. It took a little while to set up and just getting it right at the back end. But we're here now, and we've just launched. We let our Banana Bunch members know this morning, they all subscribed to our newsletter. So we've had some subscriptions and accounts all sort of set up already. And then we're good to go. So if you want a weekly delivery of milk or fruit and veg, of Chelsea buns or cornflake cakes or cheese, all of this turning up to your juices as well from the Cambridge Juice Company, Portuguese custard tarts, anything nice that we produce in Cambridge, that's what we're trying to do, and that's what we're trying to bring to your doorsteps.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can name them. But there's the supermarkets and the masks and all that sort of stuff. It can all just turn up at your door.
Do you have to have the same thing every week, or can you order different things, just set up your subscription and then just change your order weekly?
You can change it weekly from your account, so that's all quite straightforward. I think what I suspect most customers will have a sort of a basic delivery or a basic account, and then they'll chop and change according to what's in season. So for example, right now we've got strawberries from Suncoast Farm just here in Milton. We've got English cherries, so things like that people will want to add on and remove as the seasons change as well.
And I guess, like, I know you had some lovely asparagus at one point, but then that's obviously a very short season, isn't it? So I guess that you'd have like your basics, and then you can add on as you want.
Yeah, it's going to take some time to really realise our customer habits, but that's what I suspect probably will happen.
Oh, that sounds great.
And then we have to. I've got to start thinking about things like Halloween and Christmas already, and how we can go further. And the other thing, Alex, is don't forget customers are already subscribing to charity as well. So we're going to be launching a box in the next week or so with the Red Hen Project. Wonderful. And this will specifically be a box that we put together with them. Now with the summer holidays coming up, there's obviously some
more need
who,
again. Yeah.
More need, yeah, exactly, through the six week holiday period. So we're setting up a box that will contain bread and milk and eggs, as well as a fruit and veg, and people can and customers can subscribe to that too, and then we can send that straight out.
That's something we're working on.
Yeah, sorry, go on.
Yeah, there's two things I want to mention. One was the fact that you just mentioned their bread, because you can get bread for yourself, can't you, through your just the subscription box.
That's right, yeah. We supply Fitzbillies bread. We've got sourdough breads. And just this morning I added some smaller loaves, some tin loaves, just some white daily loaves and stuff like that.
And then your charity box, how does that work? Can people then subscribe to sending out a charity box in their name, or not in their name, but, donate to go towards that charity box?
Absolutely. That's what the plan is going to be. So it's going to be a case of subscribing and then just letting us know, or there will be a way in the account that you can say it's for the Red Hen box.
You're getting your stuff to your door, and it's really good quality. Where do you get all your produce from? Do you go down to the markets and collect it then?
So all our produce comes from Spitalfields Market in London, as well as New Covent Garden Market as well. So we source all that. I used to go and get it myself, but it was too much hard work going.
I was going to say it's a very early start then, isn't it?
I used to leave Cambridge at 11 o'clock at night actually.
Wow.
Get to London at midnight. We'd pack the vans overnight, and then we'd get back sort of by 3, 4, 5 in the morning. Doing that three times a week was actually really difficult, so we get it all delivered to us now.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Well, that makes me feel a bit better, because I'm enjoying them just arriving. Obviously, you don't realise the hard work that goes behind that. Where do we go to if you want to subscribe or basically look to your website?
Yeah, just come to our website, www.cambridgefruitcompany.com, and just follow the instructions from there. I think the banner's set up now, so you can just follow them there. Set up your account or get on the mailing list, and then, yeah, it's quite straightforward.
And you can choose any day of the week, can't you, to deliver? So if
we're Monday to Friday. Yeah, yeah. We operate Monday to Friday. We don't work weekends. Monday mornings, Friday mornings. And we tend to leave our warehouse quite early in the morning as well. So around 7 a.m. we'll leave here with the customer's order. And more often than not, we're sort of done by lunchtime, late lunchtime-ish.
Yeah.
Which means, I'll give you an example. The Portuguese custard tarts, they arrive to us warm, still warm.
Oh.
It's absolutely lovely. I had a couple of boxes just this morning. I was putting them in a customer's order. And then within an hour, I was with a customer today. And they're still warm. They're that fresh. I bet they don't last long either. we'll have to ask the customers, but I suspect they don't last long. They're delicious.
Perfect for your morning coffee then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Thank you very much for that, Neil. That is very exciting news. And thank you for taking the time to tell us all about that.
You're very welcome, Alex. Absolutely my pleasure.
Cambridge 105 Radio.